I always try and encourage people to go to the shelters and save any animal that's in one of the shelters. I'm a big advocate of that, but I know how easy it is. You get in front of all the animals in the shelter or in the place, and it's so easy to fall in love. And I would clear the shelters myself if I physically could. But they want to do their research beforehand. Think of it as a long-term commitment.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interview. Hi and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky. I'm your host and today I'm with Pamela Foland. How are you, Pamela?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, I know that you're a big pet lover. Tell us a little bit about your life with pets.
I grew up in a house with pets, and I think that fueled and only built as I got older. I've worked as a dog trainer in pet resorts and pet hotels for 10 years.
Yep.
And taught pet training classes and first aid and CPR for cats and dogs, and now have a house of animals of my own.
I know that you also have a fairly significant education background. Tell us a little bit about you personally and your background.
Yes, I really, really liked science. Even as a young child, I loved the science experiments. Mm-hmm. And so that's what led me to pursue my Bachelor of Science in biology. Mm-hmm. Then once I got started with that in college, it turned out to be more of test tubes and petri dishes than actual working with animals and anatomy type stuff that I guess I was thinking about. But mm-hmm. I was already 2 years into it, and I just continued and got the Bachelor of Science in biology and a minor in business. Mm-hmm. And was very happy.
So with those skills and background, has that actually helped you in the way that you interact with animals?
I think so. It, to some degree, mm-hmm. it has, just knowing the background, the scientific way everything works in human bodies and animal bodies. Mm-hmm. I think it's given me more of an understanding to be able to connect with animals that might be fearful.
Mm, I'm seeing some of the notations here about the things that pets can teach children. As a parent myself, and we have a couple of little dogs, Maltese, I know the kids just love them. What is it that pets can teach children?
The speech that I've worked up for the things that pets can teach children is one, it can teach them responsibility. Mm-hmm. When parents work with the child to help them do some of the caretaking as far as feeding or exercising, mm-hmm. or cleaning up after the pet, it gives the child a sense of responsibility for the pet, that they do have to take care of it appropriately. Mm-hmm. It's not just a weekend hobby or a summer project, that it is a long-term commitment. And that's part of what I'm trying to teach with my books, is it breaks my heart when I see animals turn back into the shelter because the parents will say, mm-hmm. oh, the child didn't take care of it, or we got bored of it, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I've written the little lecture that the pets can teach children responsibility, mm-hmm. patience, because it does take that patience. Mm-hmm. And time to bond with a new pet. The pet has to learn to trust and respect everyone in the household, and it definitely goes both ways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's also important that the children learn compassion. I mean, it teaches them to love the pet and be nice to another living thing, and in return, what better can you ask for than the unconditional love of a pet? Is just amazing.
It is amazing. It you can't put really words to it. I often think, post-Christmas, 3 or 4 months after Christmas would be a lot of times when the shelters get an influx of these abandoned pets, because the shine has rubbed off and they realise that these animals are actually needing care.
Right.
Ongoing care. I also wanted to ask you about hierarchy. How does that, you see some animals, some pets in households that seem to run the roost, as it were. What can we learn about hierarchy with animals?
Well, there's definitely a hierarchy with all animals, especially dogs. They're pack animals, mm-hmm. So they definitely have an order of the leader eats first and it goes down the chain of command. Mm-hmm. But with any pets in the household, it's important that we as humans are established as the leader of the pack, mm-hmm. or the primary one,
the
so
alpha
that the animal's not ruling the roost.
Yeah.
Yes, the alpha.
You do often see that, don't you? You see, they just tend to take control and I'm going to sit here and all these sorts of things that they do. So I get a bit of a giggle. If it wasn't so serious, sometimes you think it's quite amusing. But with somebody who's looking to, and I don't like to use the word buy a pet, but that's what you're essentially doing. I mean, you're investing in a pet, it's probably a better way to put it. What is it that you would say to somebody who's, a young adult or, a teenager, and they're looking to get themselves a pet? How do they make a decision if this is right for them?
They want to do their research before they go to a animal shelter, mm-hmm. or a breeder's house or a pet store. Mm-hmm. I always try and encourage people to go to the shelters and save an animal that's in one of the shelters. I'm a big advocate of that, but I know how easy it is. You get in front of all the animals in the shelter or in the place, and it's so easy to fall in love with everyone, and I would clear the shelters myself if I physically
if you could.
But they want to do their research beforehand. Think mm-hmm. of it as a long-term commitment. Mm-hmm. You don't want, I know they say opposites attract, however, if you're looking at a dog, for instance, and you like to run every day, you want to be looking at the big Labradors, the Golden Retrievers, the big dogs that can keep up with your long runs. You don't want to be looking at a little Chihuahua or Yorkie that's going to poop out after half a mile and then expect you to carry it the rest of the way.
Oh, yes. We've got a couple of those.
I do too, but I'm not a runner.
No, but there you go. Nor am I, thankfully. look, you're a beautiful person. I just can feel that through the call today. And, anybody who has a love for pets is a big tick in my book. And I know that you're breaking into the author's sphere. Tell us a little bit about your book and how that's all coming about for you.
It all came about from a personal experience, and that's what I've started writing about. Mm-hmm. Almost 5 years ago now, mm-hmm. I was walking my dog around my neighborhood, and I found a litter of abandoned one-day-old kittens in a box in the bushes. And I knew enough about the animals that they were dehydrated, that they hadn't been fed. Mm-hmm. And so I brought them home, and I bottle raised them. And I say it was my fostering attempt fail, because after bottle raising them for 6 weeks, I could not part with any of them. So I still have all four of the kittens that are going to be 5 years old next week. And I love them to death. They are the most loyal and sweetest cats I've ever had, mm-hmm. because I'm imprinted as the parent.
Yeah.
But it kind of inspired me of what an amazing, this was beyond a normal pet requirement of care. This was feeding them with an eyedropper for the first 24 hours and then bottle feeding them every 3 to 4 hours, round the clock. And I thought, what an amazing story and what an amazing way to teach children about the true commitment that a pet takes. So I kind of played around with it, and I guess about 2 years after I found the kittens, I really got serious about starting to write the book to get it out and published. And so I modeled Megan Thompson, the heroine of the book, after myself at 13 years old. She desperately wants a pet, but she's been told by her parents multiple times that you're just not responsible enough to keep up with a pet. You're not doing very well in school. You don't help out around the house. And so I have Megan, in a similar fashion, be walking home from school and find the abandoned litter of kittens. And she decides, being a teenager, she decides she's going to raise these kittens in secret from her parents to prove, I am responsible. I can handle this. And so she takes it upon herself to do the research to learn everything about the kittens and bottle raise them successfully.
You think to yourself, you know, how you're using an avatar. It's really, really smart how you've done that. And I can, the one thing that's coming through for me is just your passion, and it's really shining through. Is that, and you're looking to start a journey as a speaker. Tell us a little bit about that side.
I am. I'm currently trying to get in front of libraries and schools where I can actually reach the children that the books were designed to target and give speeches. I'm hoping to be able to give speeches just to excite them, to engage them in how much fun it can be to have the responsibility of taking care of a pet. If I think if I can pose it to them that it's not a chore, it's not something that mom and dad is saying that they have to do, I think it will make them be more receptive, I hope. And I hope that my stories of them reading about Megan and how she has learned and how she has grown as a young person by caring for the pets, I'm hoping that that will inspire children of this generation to also want to take care of pets more.
I just think that's an amazing cause. And anybody who's listening to the show today, I would love you to reach out to Pamela and help her on her cause to get her books out in front of her audience. Tell us a little bit about where we can find your book.
My books are available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's the Megan's World series. There's currently 3 books out in the series. The first one is Megan's Munchkins, where Megan finds and bottle raises the abandoned litter of kittens. The second one is Megan's Pet Sitting Adventure, where Megan is earning money to keep her kittens by pet sitting for her neighbor's 3 pets. And the third book is Megan the Pet Whisperer. She is asked by the local veterinarian to watch a capuchin monkey, Monty, that he is housing. And she then gets to see the inner workings of a veterinary office and, like me, wants to help Monty, but also all the other animals she's encountering in the veterinary office.
You know, it's almost as if there's an element of fiction with fact, isn't there, in the way that you've constructed your series of books?
It is. It's all based on personal experience, and I try to put in the books real pet care details and not fictionalize that aspect of it. I'm also subtly building into it that Megan's learning honesty and responsibility, the value of money. And in the third book, she's actually taking an interest in studying veterinary medicine.
It's funny how it can sort of go from, you know, just this initial idea of responsibility for young adults in through to this maturity phase where they can actually turn this into somewhat of a career if they were of that inclination.
Yes, definitely.
Everybody, again, reach out to Pamela, and you can find her at her website. It's megansworldsbookseries.com is one of them. You can find her on Amazon. All of the links will be made available underneath this post. There is a downloadable podcast. There is the audio video on YouTube. We're syndicating this across Stitcher, Tumblr, and a whole host of other different channels that we have established. So, Pamela, thank you very much for coming on to the My Future Business Show.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
It's been fun having you on the call with us today. Now click on that big red subscribe button and make sure you leave us a comment, share us with your friends, and join the growing list of leading entrepreneurs who have enjoyed their time on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews.